9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field. A beautiful Thursday, a thirsty Thursday with Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River going on here at Riders Field. Game 3 of this 6-game series between the Rangers-affiliated Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks, an Astros affiliate. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. Both teams sitting at 1-1 in the second half. The Rough Riders, you go back to the first half of the season, the worst record that they have had all year long is 1-1. They sit at 45-26 on the year. 1-1 in the second half, so they're looking to stay above .500. the entirety of the way in both the first and second halves. Should have a great matchup on the mound for you today, but before we introduce it, we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Luke Bailey. We'll be joined by the voice of the Riders and Zach Bigley in just a couple of minutes. We're about 15 minutes away from first pitch here from Frisco, Texas. On the mound today is a left-hander for Corpus Christi. Luis Angel Rodriguez comes in with a 4-1 record, a 4.45 ERA, making his ninth appearance and fourth start of the year. He's given up 14 earned runs in 28 and a third innings of work, racking up 35 strikeouts and 13 walks on the year. Guy that attacks with a fastball, slider, changeup, curveball mix. The 24-year-old from Veracruz, Mexico, is riding a four-game scoreless streak that spans 13 and a third innings. Over that span, picked up 15 strikeouts, giving up just 7 hits and 5 walks. His only appearance in the month of May was against these Riders. He went 5 scoreless innings, and today will mark his 4th appearance, 3rd start against the Riders. He's 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA in that span. For the Riders, it's Nick Krauth who gets the ball, and boy, has he been excellent as of late. A 5-3 overall record with a 4.75 ERA. But you go back to May 17th at Amarillo on the road. He went 3 2/3 innings and was tagged for 7 runs. After that blow-up start, his last 5 starts, a 2.05 ERA over 30 2/3 innings of work. He has been so good. He's been particularly great against this Hooks lineup. He's 2-0 with a 1.06 ERA in his 3 starts against them. That's 2 earned runs in 17 innings of work. He's picked up 15 strikeouts and issued just 5 walks. Should be a really fun one today. Game 3 of this 6-game set. Here from Riders Field, we'll step aside on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders reliever Tyler Owens, part 1 of a 2-part interview with him.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Tyler Owens. Tyler, thanks for taking the time, and we'll just go back to the very beginning of things. Go back to the first half of the year. Obviously, really good time for the bullpen, really good time for you personally. How do you feel like you pitched early on in the season as opposed to how you're throwing now?
No, as soon as I started the season, started off pretty good, and then kind of worked my way into a little rough patch, got injured, had to work out of that a little bit, had to find some new pitches, and now I feel like kind of got into a little bit of a groove and just kind of got to keep my head down, keep going.
That's kind of been the mentality for this bullpen, is keep the head down, keep going. There was a time, you know, back when Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionetoa was here, right after he gets traded, the bullpen was really thin. You know, the numbers just weren't there. Everybody was pitching well, but the numbers in terms of bodies being ready to throw were dwindling by the night. But you guys made it through that patch, and it's made you guys so much better because of it. But you mentioned that injury that kept you out a couple of weeks. You developed a new pitch. You're going with a splitter now. How has that worked for you, and how did developing that come around?
No, so last year, at the end of the year, they came to me and was like, hey, like, let's try and do this new pitch, throw this splitter. I wasn't too sure about it. Even early on this year, I didn't really use it too much. And then I kind of figured out that when I was injured, I really had to hammer on that pitch and come back with it. it wasn't great to begin with, but now I feel like I can get in the zone a little bit more, get a little bit more swing and misses on it. So I like it.
Well, you go with the splitter, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of nicks the slider a little bit. Have you mixed that in at all, or has it been kind of gone?
No, I banged the slider, so now it's just four-seam, cutter, and splitter.
How do you feel like that pitch mix plays for you now out of the pen as opposed to earlier in the year having the slider without the splitter?
No, I like this three-pitch combo instead of the slider. The slider kind of just stayed on the same plane as the cutter a little bit, and just slower pitch, people were able to get to it.
Yeah, we talked early in the year on the road, and Tyler, you mentioned there was a specific number in your head that every time you felt like you pulled one down and looked back at the radar gun, it was stuck there. We couldn't see the triple digits. On the road last week, you hit 100 for the first time. Again, in game one of this series, you earned the save, shutting the door on the hooks in game one of this six-game set. What's that feeling like for you? What does it mean to you to see triple digits up there?
Oh, it feels surreal. I never in a million years thought I'd ever get to it. And now that the fact I turned around one day and I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is nuts.
That's Tyler Owens, Rough Riders reliever here on the pregame show. Rough Riders tonight looking to stay above 500 in the second half. You go back to the very beginning of the season. Their worst record in the first half was 1-1. That's where they stand right now, looking to stay above 500 here in the second half. It's game three. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups for game three of this six-game set with the Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Mealy. Let's go ahead and get you set for first pitch here between the Hooks and the Riders. First for the visiting Corpus Christi Hooks, the Astros AA affiliate. The shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr., will lead things off after a day off yesterday. Bryce Matthews also enjoyed a day off yesterday after playing in game one. He'll play the hot corner at third base and bat second. Batting third is the designated hitter, Zach DiCenzo. In the cleanup spot yet again tonight is the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. The left fielder Jeremy Orocho will bat fifth, followed by the second baseman Pascanel Ferreras. The right fielder Kennedy Corona will bat seventh. The catcher Miguel Palma in that eighth spot and rounding things out in the ninth spot in this order is the center fielder tonight, Zach Cole, again for the Hooks. Sacco Jr., Matthews DiCenzo, Brewer Orocho Ferreras, Corona, Palma, and Cole. And then for the Riders, trying to get a leg up in this series, knotted at one with the Hooks. Coming off a 5-3 loss, Carlos Cardoza's Riders will line up as follows. The center fielder, Kellen Strom, is back in the leadoff spot. Josh Hatcher, after a day off last night, will play right field in bat second. Liam Hicks, caught last night. He's the designated hitter here tonight. He will bat third. The cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. The second baseman, Alex DeGody, bats seventh, followed by Hazel Cepeda, the left fielder. Rounding things out, doing the catching tonight, is Cooper Johnson in that final spot. Again for the Riders, Strom, Hatcher, Hicks, Freeman, Rodriguez, Ortiz, DeGody, Cepeda, and Johnson. Mentioned the starting pitchers tonight, a left-hander in Luis Angel Rodriguez going against that Riders lineup, as Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Two pitchers that both these lineups are very familiar with. The Hooks a little less so, even though Krauth is making another start, his fourth against Corpus Christi. This is a lineup for the Hooks that has seen a lot of turnover. Some names that the Riders haven't seen much before this series. And it's one that's filled with top prospects in the Astros organization. You look up and down, they have the top overall prospect in Jacob Melton. He gets a day off tonight. You also have the number three prospect in Bryce Matthews batting second, followed by Zach DiCenzo, who slots in at the four spot. Kennedy Corona down there in the order at the 11th-ranked prospect for the Astros organization. A lot of really good stuff out of this lineup for a team that didn't have much going in the way of wins in that first half. But luckily for the Hooks, everything wiped clean. The Riders have punched their ticket to the postseason. The Hooks would love to do so in the second half. And it all starts trying to get above 500 for the first time here in this second half. They sit at 1-1, 27-44 overall. We'll go ahead and step aside for this national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley will join us and take us the first pitch, game three of the six-game set.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Thursday night in North Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks for Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you, as today Nick Krauth makes his seventh career start and his fourth this season against the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Rough Riders looking to avenge a 5-3 loss last night to Corpus Christi. And Nick Krauth has been very good head-to-head against the Hooks, not only this season, but in his entire career. A 1.06 ERA, surrendering just two runs in his three starts this year against the Hooks. And he's ready against Tommy Sacco Jr. He winds back and delivers in the first pitch of the game. It's just high, and we're underway. One ball and no strikes. 7.06, just 1 minute tardy today. 92 degrees is our first pitch temperature. It feels like a 101, the offering. That clips the outside corner, a called strike. And it's now one ball and one strike on Sacco. Tommy Sacco Jr., 0 for 4 in this series. Got the day off yesterday. The offering popped down the left side. Freeman's got room at third base, and on the warning track, he makes the catch. One down for Bryce Matthews. Matthews, right-handed batter, just underway here at the top of the first. Nick Krauth, the 24-year-old, stands 6'3", 170 pounds out of Concord, California, making his 13th appearance this year and his 12th start. He offers. Matthews takes it at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1. Matthews 0-3 in the series. Got the day off yesterday as well. Deal 1. That's up and in with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. For Krauth, he's 5-3 with a 4.75 ERA, but that's a little bit misleading. He's been much better recently than he has been at the start of the year. 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field, down the line. It's a long run for Cepeda. He's there, and he makes the grab. Two up, two down in this first inning, and Zach DiCenzo stands in now. Over his last five starts, Krauth 2-2 with a 2.05 ERA. He has four quality starts during that stretch, and he's the team leader with five quality starts out of his 11 total starts this year. He rocks into DiCenzo, a swing and a soft tapper back to the hill. Krauth's got it. He tosses on to first and gets him, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Nick Krauth. Seven pitches to retire the side in order. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Hooks nothing. The Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom starts it for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. Frisco and Corpus Christi meeting for game three of this six-game set and game number 21 overall head-to-head. Riders have won 14 of the 20 games so far. Luis Angel Rodriguez deals home to Kellen Strom and misses with the first pitch up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. A seven-pitch first inning for Nick Krauth, and now Rough Riders offense tries to get it going against Rodriguez. The 1-0. There's a high pop-up on the left side of the infield. It's the third baseman Matthews under it, straddling the line. He makes the catch. 0, one up, one down for the Rough Riders, and here's Josh Hatcher. Luis Anel Rodriguez is making his third start against the Rough Riders this season. It's his fourth game he's pitched in against Frisco. He's had the Rough Riders number this year. A 1.80 ERA, the pitch. That's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher is taking his first plate appearance against the left-hander. He's only allowed four hits in 31 at-bats against the Riders. As the pitch flutters inside, it's two balls and no strikes. The Riders are just hitting 129 against him without any extra base hits. He rocks and deals. There's a pop-up drifting foul on the left side, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' right fielder, who got the day off in one of the games in this series. He's 0 for 4 in the set so far. Riders won game one of this series, 3-2, and then lost 5-3 last night. 2-1. Swinging a topper foul to the right side, and it's two balls and two strikes. Josh Hatcher, an over 300 hitter against left-handed pitching, even though he is a left-handed batter. Rodriguez has been actually better against right-handers than he has against left-handers this year. He rocks in, and it misses down in the dirt, skips up behind the catcher, Palma. It's three balls and two strikes on Hatcher. No score, bottom of the first inning, one out. Infield playing to pull in the gray-clad Corpus Christi defense. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Struck him out with a breaking ball off the outside corner. And there's the second out of the first K for Rodriguez. Liam Hicks, the DH, to the plate. He's the only Rough Riders hitter who has multiple hits this season against Rodriguez. He's 2 for 5. Nothing our score here in the bottom of the first inning on a gorgeous but warm night for baseball. Offering it, Hicks watches with a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez goes with a four-pitch mix, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The slider can profile a little bit more like a cutter. The pitch fouled away to the left side, and it's 0-2 now on Hicks. With two outs and the bases clear in the first inning. Defense behind Rodriguez, it's Jeremy Orocho in left, Zach Cole in center, Kennedy Corona in right. Bryce Matthews has third. The pitch bounces into the dirt off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Tommy Sacco Jr. plays the shortstop position. Pascanel Ferreras is the second, or at second, I should say. Jordan Brewer at first, and Miguel Palma puts down the signs for Luis Angel Rodriguez. He's ahead of the count, 1-2, shakes the first sign, likes the second. The pitch. A soft pop-up down the left side. Matthews giving chase. The third baseman watching. It's into the third row of seats. A foul ball. Right to Justin Juska, the umpire on the carom, and he tosses it back into the stands. Juska is our third base umpire today. Stephen Rios Jr., the crew chief at first base. Clay Williams calling balls and strikes for the first time in this series behind the plate. Hicks looking for his first hit of the series. 1-2. Down and in. Two balls, two strikes. He's gone three consecutive games hitless. The longest streak for him hitless this season has been four. The pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball that skips away behind Palma all the way to the backstop, and Hicks easily reaches. Well, a drop third strike, and Hicks is aboard via the wild pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Hicks was way out in front of it and struck out, but it went off to the right side back to the backstop of Palma, and he looked to his left. Even if he would have recognized that went right behind him initially, probably too far away to go back and retrieve it and throw out Liam Hicks. So the Riders will try and get a run here in the first inning with Cody Freeman now as the first pitch changeup misses low. One ball, no strikes. Freeman didn't play yesterday in the opener of this series. He went 1 for 4 with a go-ahead solo homer in the eighth inning. The 1-0. That's just inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Freeman said in those kind of situations, a 2-2 game in the eighth inning, and he's not necessarily thinking about, you know, being clutch and coming up with a clutch hit. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. That misses just up, and it's three balls and no strikes. He said, the first thing I'm thinking about is just hitting the ball hard. And then once you hit the homer, then you say, wow, that was a really big situation to hit that homer to give us the lead and give us an opportunity to win the game, the pitch. That clips the bottom of the zone, a called strike with a fastball. Excuse me, that was a breaking pitch, and it's three balls and one strike on Freeman. We play in the bottom of the first, no score. Hicks leads from first, the pitch. Freeman swings and misses. Another breaking ball, this time on the inner edge, and it's 3-2. We're into the second half of the season now. The first half began on Tuesday. Offriders first half South Division champions. At time called, Freeman steps out. So Corpus playing a very important series, trying to find their way into the playoffs in the second half. Rodriguez from the stretch of the black glove at the belt in the 3-2. Ground ball foul on the left side. Still three balls and two strikes. 105 off Cody Freeman's back. Hicks will get a head start again here on this next 3-2 pitch. Rough Riders have been the best team in the league OPS-wise in the first inning, and trying to find a way to score another run in the first as they've done so well this year. Payoff pitch. Freeman swings and punches it in the air out to shallow left field. Orocho driving himself in, and he's there to make the catch to retire the side. So the Rough Riders get a base runner on a drop third strike, but cannot push him across. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on. We go to the top of the second inning next. It's the Rough Riders and Hooks. 0-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're to the top of the second inning. Nick Krauth back to the hill after a 7-pitch, 6-strike first inning. Jordan Brewer, Jeremy Orocho, and Pascanel Ferreras due up in this scoreless ballgame. It's the middle third of the order for the Hooks. Happy to have you along on what is a very beautiful but warm Thursday evening here at the end of June. Jordan Brewer, right-handed batter, open stance, first pitch from Crown. In the air, over first, and it dunks into right field. It's a base hit. Jordan Brewer just knuckled it over Abimelech Ortiz and into right field, and he is now 4-for-8 in this series. He continues to just kill Rough Riders pitching.
He's done really, really well against the Riders this year. Sometimes when things are going right for you, that's the sort of swing that gets you a base hit. Coming off of a series where he went 0-for-13 against the Springfield Cardinals, everything evens back out.
It always seems to happen against the Rough Riders. Here's the first pitch home, and Orocho pulls a bunt up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it and thought about second, then just turned and slung it onto first base.
Ortiz making the smart play there to go to first and not try to go to second base. And get the lead runner. So Orocho lays down the sacrifice, moving Brewer to second base. And there's one away with a runner in scoring position for Pascanel Ferreras.
That's a really good bunt. Ortiz looked to second. There was no play to be had there. And then kind of had to sidearm shuffle it over to Alex Dagodia. Heads up play for Dagodia to be over there and then make a nice grab.
First pitch to Ferreras is on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the rare sacrifice bunt, especially early on in the game. And it does put a runner in scoring position. Here's the stretch. And Krauth delivers home. Swinging a grounder to third. Freeman's got it. Looks the runner back at second. He tosses across and gets him. Two away. Kennedy Corona, the batter now for Corpus Christi. Krauth only threw seven pitches in the first, and he's got the first two outs with the runner aboard. Just four pitches into this second.
Yeah, living in the zone, that's a recipe for success, especially if you bite around the edges of the strike zone. You're going to get a lot of soft contact. That one hit came on a blooper sub-70 off the bat.
First pitch popped up into shallow right center field. Kellen Strom coming in. It's Josh Hatcher in from right. He makes the catch. And it ends up being a five-pitch inning in the second after a seven-pitch inning in the first for Nick Krauth. Now the Rough Riders and Hooks go scoreless into the bottom of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Hooks still looking for the first run of today's ball game into the bottom of the second inning. It's Caber Rodriguez, Abimelech Ortiz, and Alex Dagodia due up against Luis Angel Rodriguez. Rodriguez against Rodriguez in the first pitch. It's on the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball for a strike. 0-1. Caber coming off a three-hit day in game one of this series and singled yesterday. 0-1. He swings and pops it up this way, off to our right, and out of play. It's 0-2. Caber's now hitting .274 on the season. Venezuelan, having joined the Rough Riders late in the year due to a hamstring injury he suffered in spring training, playing his 38th game out of the Rough Riders, 72 now. 0-2, swing and a miss, chased a changeup away, and Rodriguez strikes out. Rodriguez, one away in the second. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. Rough Riders and Hooks, no score. Rodriguez striking out there, that being Caber Rodriguez, but he has led the Rough Riders actually against Corpus Christi in terms of batting average. First pitch sails low and away to Ortiz, and it's 1-0. Hitting just .257. It's the best Rough Riders average against the Hooks. 1-0. That's on the outside corner of strike, and it's 1-1. And if you hear that and you don't know anything else, you think, wow, the Rough Riders must be struggling against Corpus Christi this year. Not the case. 1-1. A strike on the outside corner at the knees of the fastball, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders are 14-6 against Corpus. Neither team has hit well. Both teams have pitched pretty well, but the Riders have massively outscored the Hooks in this head-to-head series.
The time of game has been unreal. Quick games when they avoid the walks.
The pitch is lined up the middle, a soft sinker, and it's down for a base hit. Ortiz off the end of the bat, just dunking one into center. And a one-out single here in the second. That brings Alex DeGoni to the plate. Rough Riders have their first base runner on a hit. Nothing-nothing our score. DeGoni 1-for-3 in his lone appearance in this series. These two teams have played some quick games, as Luke mentioned. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swinging a soft ground ball off the end of the bat to second. Ferreras has got it onto second for one. The throw to first. Just in time. A double play. 4-6-3. And the Hooks are out of the second inning just like that. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. Luke Maley has the play-by-play, and we come back in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Luke Maley with you alongside Zach Bigley. Nick Krauth back on the hill. He's been mighty efficient. 12 pitches to get through two innings in a scoreless nothing-nothing game. And the first pitch to Miguel Palma just misses upstairs, not by much. Palma doing the catching tonight. He's 0-for-4 in the series. Had a day off last night. And he watches another one, this time downstairs. Back-to-back balls thrown by Nick Krauth for the first time in this outing. Still just 14 pitches. Right-hander kicks and delivers. This one smacked in the air right side. And twisting into the seats, foul. Boy, what a long at-bat. Three pitches here to open this top of the third. Krauth rocks, and the pitch on its way inside, and it hit him. Palma aboard, and back-to-back innings, the Hooks have got the leadoff man on against Nick Krauth. Last time, they elected to lay down a bunt. See what they do with Zach Cole here. Cole is 0-for-7 in the series, and he's struggled to put the ball in play. He has reached once via the walk, but has struck out four times. He's just 1-for-31 over his last 10 games. Pitch home to him, runs inside, ball one. Cole, a 10th round selection in 2022 out of Ball State, originally from Ozark, Missouri. 23-year-old left-handed swinger in the box. And he hits one high and deep into left center field. Strom ranging back at the track, and it is gone. An oppo blast for Zach Cole. His first hit of the series, and it's a big one. Two-run homer, and it's 2-0 Corpus Christi. Last night, it was the second inning in which the Hooks got on the board. They put up two runs in that second. This time, it's two runs here in the third to start the scoring against Nick Krauth. That's the seventh homer he's allowed this year.
And just a changeup that wasn't very good right in the middle of the plate.
First pitch to the top of the order, and Sacco Jr. is called a strike.
And we've seen time and time again Cole really struggle with the righty-lefty sliders inside this series.
Swing and a miss, 0-2.
Very similar to that curveball right there, and that's where Rough Riders pitchers have pitched him in this series, and so giving him a changeup out over the plate, getting his arms extended, he can show off that power.
It just kept carrying. 403 was the official distance as the pitch misses down and inside. Sacco Jr. back at shortstop tonight and in that leadoff spot. Played second base in game one and hit at the top of the order as he fouls one off. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Sacco Jr., a 14th round selection in 2022, and he waves and misses. And a good looking slider. And there's the first out of this third inning. It comes the first strikeout for Nick Krauth. Krauth needed just 7 pitches in the first inning to set the Hooks down in order. He gave up a leadoff single in the second, facing 4 in that frame. Took him just 5 pitches. And this pitch here equals his total in this inning. Called a strike. 12 pitches now here in this top of the third. After needing just 12 to get through the first 2 innings of work. Righty rocks and deals. The 0-1 to Matthews. Checked his swing. And Steven Rios Jr. at first base says he didn't offer at it. 1-1. Is just outside. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Bryce Matthews from Humble, Texas, played his college baseball at Nebraska. And he watches another one. He's ahead 3-1. Off the outer edge. Krauth rocks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Make it 3-2 on a nasty slider. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Nick Krauth. And there's 2 gone. Really good-looking sweeper there. In steps Zach DiCenzo. Still in search of his first hit in this series. Had the night off yesterday. Pitch. Ran inside with a fastball. 1-0. He has reached twice in the series via the 1, but he's 0-6. Pitch home. Called a strike. Evens things at 1-1. Grounded out to Krauth his last time up. 1-3. That ended that 7-pitch first inning. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. All in 2 strikes. Krauth started the inning with a hit-by-pitch to Miguel Palma and then fell behind to Zach Cole, who belted a 2-run homer. The pitch taken off the outer edge for ball 2. DiCenzo's a guy that has a lot of power, just 1 homer on the year, and that's because of limited action as he takes down and away for ball 3. Back-to-back full counts now against Krauth. DiCenzo had himself a wrist injury that held him out much of the season. Pitch, swinging a line drive, left side, but foul. Zenzo was an Astros All-Star in the organization last year, hitting 304. Led with that average and a 531 slugging percentage, and he's down on strikes. Got him looking. Three in a row for Nick Krauth after the two-run homer. Two runs on one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. Riders two up, trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Aysel Cepeda digs in for the first time against Rodriguez. It's the 8-9-1 batter. It's the first pitch to Cepeda. Is fouled off to the right side. Well out of play. Cepeda's had some success this year. Comes in hitting just .211, but .333. 13 for 39 against lefties. And he's provided four doubles, which is the most on this Riders roster, against left-handed hurlers. The 0-1 from Rodriguez runs inside. All in a strike. So Higuita didn't appear in game one of the series, went 0-for-3 with a walk last night, and that walk was a big one, as it was the first base runner for the Rough Riders against Miguel Uliola. Pitch runs inside. 2-1 advantage for the Riders left fielder. Reached in that sixth inning, and the Riders got to work against Uliola. Shoots one the other way. Works its way out of play. Last night, this Rough Riders offense, in 7 out of their 9 trips to the plate, went down 1-2-3. A 2-2 taken, just missed inside. And Cepeda works a full count against Luis Angel Rodriguez. Lefty kicks and delivers. Taken, called strike 3. Got him looking, and Cepeda didn't agree with it. Has some words for Clay Williams, shaking his head, saying that's not a strike. Trackman would say it just caught the bottom of the zone. Fourth strikeout for Rodriguez. Here's Cooper Johnson, who's also had a lot of success against lefties this year. He's 3 homers against left-handers. Leads the team. He checked his swing and was able to hold up 1-0. He has 4 hits against lefties, 3 of those homers. He checked it again, and that time he did offer Steven Rios Jr. down the first baseline, 1-1. It's the 20th opportunity against lefties for Cooper Johnson.
So he's homered in about 16% of his at-bats against lefties as he fouls one off Palma's mask behind the plate. And falls behind 1-2. Johnson off last night after catching game one of this six-game series. Went 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Not to shorten up here. Behind in the count, a ball and two strikes with one gone and the bases clear. There's a breaking ball that stayed outside on the right-handed hitting catcher. Top of the order looms to face Rodriguez for the second time. Strom due up after Johnson. Misses off the plate again. Johnson has worked the count to full. Both pitchers, Nick Krauth in the top of the frame, and Rodriguez here in the bottom of the third, have labored a bit. Another 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Johnson down on strikes, back-to-back strikeouts for Rodriguez. He's up to 5. Kellen Strom popped out to the third baseman, and Bryce Matthews his first time up. Saw just two pitches against the lefty. First offering to him is taken, called a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Curveball from Rodriguez.
73, that's one of the slower curveballs we've seen this year.
Not all that quick. The 0-1. There's a changeup called a strike in nearly the same location. Both pitches that Strom really wouldn't like to swing at, but with two strikes, he'll have to. But he takes it inside that time. Same height right there at the bottom of the zone, but Rodriguez came in on the right-handed swinger. Lefty kicks and fires. Taken. That one misses just upstairs. Strom has himself a 2-2 count with two gone and is yet to swing the bat here in this trip to the dish. The pitch taken outside. It's 3-2. So all three batters in the frame against Luis Angel Rodriguez have worked the count to full. The first two struck out in Cepeda and Johnson. Now Strom trying to change that. He takes. Ball four, missed downstairs. Now Kellen Strom, without taking the bat off of his shoulder, worked a 3-2 count and then works a walk. He's aboard with two gone. Here's Josh Hatcher. And I always talk about walks, particularly early in innings, coming back to bite a pitcher. This one, a two-out walk, which so often is harmless, but with a guy like Josh Hatcher at the plate, who leads the Riders in extra base hits, it's one up the middle, a hopper right into Sacco Jr., and he collects, delivers a strike to first in time. Inning over, the Riders send four to the plate. Kellen Strom worked a two-out walk, but a 6-3 ground out ends the inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded. In the bottom of the third, we've played three. We enter the top of the fourth inning. Riders trailing the Hooks 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Crouth ready to fire his first pitch to Jordan Brewer. It misses a bit inside to start this top of the fourth, and baseball is such a funny sport. It's funny how you can draw some connections to games past as a check swing foul ball off of Brewer's bat. You go back to yesterday in the top of the fourth inning with the hooks leading 2-0. Jordan Brewer led off the fourth, and he homered to left. This time he chops one to third base. Freeman gloves it and delivers a chest-high strike to Ortiz at first. One gone. In steps Jeremy Orocho. Orocho, a switch hitter. Well, with the righty, Crouth will bat from the left side. Hooks got the leadoff man aboard in both the second and third innings against Crouth. He misses outside. All one. Orocho laid down a sacrifice bunt his last time, and he watches a called strike through the heart of the plate, even things at 1-1. Crouth's 1-1 offering. Called a ball, but certainly looked like it was at the top of the zone. Crouth would like to see call. 2-1 now. That one called a strike, caught the outer edge on the left-handed hitting left fielder today. Orocho still in search of his first hit in this series. Pitch home, taps it softly on the right side, but on the foul side of the fair foul line. Orocho just 1-for-24 in his last seven games. Coming off of reaching in 10 consecutive plate appearances back at the beginning of the month. That was against Midland. He laces this one a one-hopper to Degody at second base. He gathers and fires on to first in time. A pair of ground outs, and there's two gone. You go back to that stretch for Jeremy Orocho. He reached in 10 straight plate appearances. He had a pair of walks and went 8-for-8 with 5 stolen bases. Quite a stretch. Held hitless here in this series. There's Pascanel Ferreras, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out to third against Grimm. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Ferreras had himself a pretty good night last night, going 2-for-3 with a double, a walk, and a pair of runs scored. A pitch. Called a strike, and Crouth's ahead, nothing in two. Ferreras will have to shorten up just a bit. Guy from Western Carolina University. Pitch home. And a spinner right side. Twists to the on-deck circle. Where Kennedy Corona stands. Count remains 0-2. Right-hander rocks and deals. Swinging a foul ball, and Johnson just barely couldn't hold on. And it stays 0-2. The next pitch will be number 50 for Crouth. He went 7 pitches in the first, 5 pitches in the second, 24 in the third. Pitch number 50 on the way, taking called strike 3. Got him looking. Fourth strikeout for Nick Crouth. It's a 1-2-3 frame. He's through 4 on 50 pitches. We end to the home half of the fourth inning. Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
You can tell the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fourth inning from Riders Field. It's a 2-0 advantage for Corpus Christi. And Liam Hicks, the Riders' designated hitter, will dig in for the second time. Hicksy reached in the first inning on a strikeout. That's something you can often see. Chased the pitch, went to the backstop, and allowed him to reach first base. He's 2-for-6 against Rodriguez on the year. He's been held hitless in 3 consecutive games. Last night, he failed to reach for just the second time in 18 games here in the month of June. He did provide an RBI with a sacrifice fly in the loss. First offering from Rodriguez is sent high in the air, left side, flaring into the crowd.
You mentioned a rare strikeout for Hicks. He's the second hardest player to strike out by strikeout rate in the Texas League and fourth hardest in all of AA this year. He's been amazing in putting the ball in play.
The 0-1. So I'm going to tap her right side this time, and it goes into the dugout. The Hooks call home, but Zach's exactly right. A tough guy to strike out. And it seems like we've seen a lot of two-strike counts for Hicksy, a lot of 3-2 counts. Here's an 0-2, and he sends one back to the screen and stays alive. But a guy that's really patient at the plate. When he sees his pitch, he'll jump on it, but not afraid to see 6 or 7 pitches in any given trip to the dish. The 0-2. Taken downstairs, a ball and 2 strikes. Hicks with the bat on his left shoulder. Pitch home, misses outside from 0-2 to 2-2. Riders trying to get the leadoff man aboard for the first time against Rodriguez tonight. Both of their base runners strike out and a walk have come with 2 away. Hicks lays off an elevated pitch, and it goes 0-2 to 3-2. Right on cue, Liam Hicks found himself behind 0-2. Didn't extend the strike zone too much. Launches a couple of borderline pitches, and has worked his way ahead in the count. And that's where he's really thrived this year. You look at the numbers for Liam when ahead in the count. Hitting right around 350. And he laces one into deep right center field. Corona ranging back, and that ball's going to one hop off the fence. Hicks into second base. He'll shut things down there. It's a leadoff double for Liam Hicks. Good piece of hitting. 100 off the bat. It traveled 380 into the right center field alleyway, and the Riders are in business. Their first hit against Luis Angel Rodriguez.
I mentioned earlier, Hicks had gone 3 consecutive games without getting a hit. His longest of the season is 4, but it won't be 4 this time again. That's a really good piece of hitting, getting a ball in the gap. And as we always talk about, what you want to see from Liam Hicks is more slug. So good to see him picking up a double here in the 4th.
Certainly so. He's at second base after the double. Here's Cody Freeman. Freeman flew out to left his last time as he watches a pitch up and away. Ball one. Freeman got a much-deserved day off yesterday. Went 1-for-4 with a go-ahead homer. Solo shot in the eighth inning back on Tuesday. He's played hero so often for the Riders. The 1-0. Outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Freeman has lately struck out at a higher rate than we've seen from him on the year, but still nothing to be concerned about. There was a point in this year where Freeman had struck out just twice in almost 60 plate appearances. Breaking ball, called a strike, middle. 2-1. His bat-to-ball skills are really good. Not a huge guy, but has some pop in that right-handed swing. Eight homers for the pitch. Called a strike. Freeman didn't like it. More frustrated with himself than frustrated with the strike call.
Yeah, I think he knew it right away, and he was frustrated he didn't swing immediately.
It's a pitch up in the zone at 81 miles an hour. Good pitch to hit. Almost looked like the changeup. Not where you want to mess with the changeup. That's why Cody Freeman a bit frustrated. Rodriguez fell behind, 2 balls and no strikes. Now he's pulled even at 2-2 against the Riders' third baseman. Pitch on its way, swing and one back this way, just shy of us. Thought maybe Zach was going to have an opportunity at our first play of the year. Not quite, though.
Need some extendo arms.
There you go. Need a big fishing net up here.
Yeah.
See what we can grab.
If only I had brought my glove, you know, I'd feel a little bit more safe.
It's a good thing Peyton Reed, our colleague, is not listening right now. He doesn't like the glove.
It's okay to bring your glove to a baseball game. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
I'm not going to hate him.
Unless you're getting ready for every single pitch like you're playing in the game, that's a little weird. But outside of that, it's all good.
2-2 on its way to Freeman, and he fouls it back over the netting again. It remains 2-2. We haven't asked the question, is it okay for a broadcaster to bring their glove to the game?
Right. It was actually, I saw it pop up on Twitter, it was this day that the Phillies broadcast was doing a broadcast out in the bleachers a few years ago.
2-2 again, and Freeman rips it down the left field line, past the diving Matthews at third. Here comes Hicks around. He'll score with ease. Freeman into second. It's back-to-back doubles for the Riders, and they've cut the lead in half. 2-1.
Freeman worked the count until he got a good pitch to hit. It was a curveball right in the middle of the zone, and he just yanked it down that left field line. That is a hanging curveball. And an easy double for Freeman, who is the team leader in two baggers. He's got another and another RBI for him as well.
That'll prompt a mound visit from the Hooks pitching coach Sean Buchanan. Trots out on the hill alongside couple of the infielders, including Miguel Palma, the catcher. Well, the Riders here at Riders Field over the last couple of series, we've seen a lot of the same thing. It's been slow offense, not much going early in ball games, and as the game goes on, something clicks. Second or third time through. This time, it's the second time through. It's back-to-back doubles for the Riders against Luis Angel Rodriguez here in the home half of the fourth. Aber Rodriguez will try to keep things going. Still nobody out. Freeman at second base after his second RBI of the series. Rodriguez looks to second base. And the pitch home. This is well outside. 1-0 advantage for the Riders shortstop.
Rodriguez, playing in his third game of the series, struck out to lead off the second inning. His first time against the Hook's left-hander. Pitch home, and this one laced at the shortstop. A nice sliding play by Sacco Jr. And a long throw gets by Jordan Brewer. Safe at first, Freeman darts to third, and the Riders have runners at the corners. Boy, what a play by Sacco Jr. to knock that baseball down. That one was headed for center field. We'll see how they score it. He got to his feet, delivered a one-hopper to Jordan Brewer, and it took him a little bit up the line, but it looked like one that he should have grabbed. Wouldn't be surprised if they go E3 on Brewer, the first baseman. Sacco Jr. did all he could to pick up the first out of the inning. And in steps Abby Ortiz from the left side. Lefty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez started to go at first base. Rodriguez steps off the back of the rubber.
We rarely see an error charge on a first baseman that hits the ground, so we'll see what that is. It wouldn't be surprising if they just go straight hit either.
Given the difficulty of the play at shortstop, wouldn't be surprised by that. Ortiz shoots one foul back behind the plate.
I'm sure there are a lot of people in the Rough Riders dugout that want to see that as a hit straight away.
Don't blame him there. Hard hit baseball. Really nice play by Sacco Jr., a shortstop, to keep that from going to center. Blocked by Palma. Get his mitt on it. Pitch that skipped in way in front of the plate. Off to the left as well. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting slugger. Abby Ortiz. And they are going to give Caber Rodriguez a base hit. I think that's the right call. So runners at the corners. Three consecutive hits to open the frame. Ortiz hits one high in the air. And a medium depth right field. Corona camped behind it. Now he has to come in, and there's no footing there. An easy sack fly as Freeman comes down from third. Corona tried to get behind the baseball, but misread it a bit and had to run in and didn't have his legs underneath him to make a throw. Likely would have gotten the job done anyway, but certainly no play to be made. Corona having to run in like that. An RBI for Abimelech Ortiz on the sacrifice fly, and we're not at it too. There's Alex Dugoti. Pitch home. This is a bit outside. There's the changeup. One 0 advantage for the right-handed hitter. Caber Rodriguez stands at first with Dugoti at the plate. Bounced into a 4-6-3 double play to end the second inning, his last time up. A pitch home. Misses it inside. Two-oh advantage for Alex Dugoti. Guy that made his major league debut a few years ago with the Houston Astros. Rodriguez goes to first. Rodriguez back in, standing up. Left-hander set at the belt. He lifts the right leg, comes home, swing and a miss. 2-1, still in favor of the Riders' second baseman. Rodriguez has his lead at first base. And the pitch home is popped up left side into shallow left field. Sacco Jr., the shortstop, camped under it, and he makes the play in shallow left. There's two away. Here comes Hazel Cepeda, who went down looking to lead off the third inning. I mentioned Cepeda has had some success against left-handers on the year. Now 13 of 40. Average the highest among qualified players against lefties on this Riders roster. First offering he sees, misses downstairs. Ball and no strikes.
In three previous games, the Riders had just scored two runs against Luis Angel Rodriguez, and now, so far in this inning, they put up two runs.
It also snaps a four-game scoreless streak for him. Pitch misses just off the outer edge to the right-handed hitter. Two balls and no strikes. That was a streak that spanned, including his three scoreless to open today, 16 and a third innings. The 2-0, called a strike at the bottom third of the strike zone. 2-1. Aisel Cepeda, a change in walk-up music tonight. Walking up to himself. Aisel Star, what he goes by. 2-1. Hit up the middle. They had the shift on. The second baseman, Ferreras, has it. He flips to the shortstop in time for the force out. 4-6 ground out ends the inning. But the Riders strike for two runs on three hits, no errors, and one stranded in the fourth. We enter the top of the fifth inning, locked at two. We are the Riders Baseball Network. When we return, Zach Bigley will return for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Right to the top of the fifth inning, a brand new ball game at 2-2 after the Rough Riders scoring a couple runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kennedy Corona starts it off against Nick Krauth, and the first pitch is over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Nick Krauth, 50 pitches to go through four innings. He rocks back here in the 0-1. Breaking ball, soft roller up the third baseline. Freeman charges with a bare hand, and it's off the very edge of his palm and down below him. It's an infield single for Kennedy Corona. And just a soft ground ball up that third baseline, do or die play, with Freeman playing back at third and went with the bare hand but could not corral the baseball. So Miguel Palma stands in now with a leadoff runner aboard. Nobody out in the fifth inning, tied at two. Palma was hit by a pitch on a 1-2 offering back in the third. Krauth ready from the stretch and the pitch. It's on the inside corner of the breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. We usually hit you at this date in baseball history. How about this date in Rough Riders history? On this date back in 2017, there was a special game played here at this ballpark. The pitch. It's inside. It's one ball and one strike. Luke, you may not know this, but many, many moons ago, they actually used to play all-star games in the minor leagues.
There you go.
And this was the date back in 2017 that the Rough Riders hosted their third and final all-star game in their franchise history. The pitch home. That's up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. They had seven all-stars on that team. Ariel Jurado, Cody Palmquist, Colin Wiles were the pitchers. Jose Trevino was the catcher. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Jose Cardona also represented the team. The pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball out in front of home and just off to the left side. Foul, and it's 2-2. There were also some decently big names in that All-Star game back in 2017, but for the most part, it was light on big league talent. J.D. Davis, Matt Beatty, who of course is now with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, Dakota Hudson, Jack Flaherty, Walker Buehler, all part of that game. But the question is really, you know, why aren't there All-Star games in the minor leagues anymore? Well, there's a couple different reasons. One is because Major League Baseball owns minor league baseball now. They made it so the All-Star break in the minor leagues is no longer at the halfway point. The throw goes over to first. Corona was leaning, and he's just back safely. Instead, the Major League and minor league teams have the same All-Star break. And in, you know, kind of the thought process of making it an easier life for the minor leaguers, the pitch is chopped foul up the third baseline. And it's two balls and two strikes still. They eliminated the All-Star game because it's tough for guys who are in the minor leagues who are grinding. And back then it was, you know, maybe six, seven off days a year. If you get voted to the All-Star game, all of a sudden you don't get that break. And then in addition to that, it's a lot of tough planning on the teams that host. As the offering is up and in, it's three balls and two strikes. You think it's a good thing or a bad thing there's no minor league All-Star game anymore?
It's a mixed feeling. I think it's the right call, considering how, like, as you mentioned, just it's a grind day in and day out, especially for these guys. And there's some young guys in these leagues.
There's a breaking ball. It's popped up out into shallow center to Godey back at second. In shallow center, he makes the catch. Two outs. Make it one out, beg your pardon.
But on the other side of that argument, these guys like to compete. So being able to come together with some of the best players in your league, make some new friendships, I think that goes a long way. I think All-Star games are tremendous, but I do understand that decision. It's a tough one to make, but I fully get it.
There's Zach Cole now, the pitch. He swings and chops it foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. The other side of that argument, too, is you have a lot of guys, and even just looking at the 2017 roster in the All-Star game, a lot of guys that never make the big leagues. And for a lot of guys at this level, making a double-A All-Star game is going to be something that they're going to remember for the rest of their career and something that they can kind of put as a notch in their cap and say that they were a double-A All-Star. The 0-1, swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 0-2.
And you could always, you know, give them the opportunity to opt out, but then what fun is that? Is
yeah.
It really an All-Star game if the top three players in the league decide we'd rather just have our off day and take a little mini vacation?
Exactly. Oh, the throw over to first, and Corona's back in. So the days of the minor league All-Star game are gone. There's also no more minor league championship either. It used to be that the two AAA teams. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2, that's outside. It's one ball and two strikes. The two AAA champions from the PCL and the International League would play each other for the minor league championship, AAA level. That's no longer a thing.
I'm more inclined to say I like that idea.
Yeah.
Considering once you make the step to the big leagues, it's 162.
The pitch is rifled foul down the right field line. Still one ball and two strikes.
That extends the season for those guys a few games, but nothing better than a pair of champion teams from their divisions and then from their leagues then going on. And who doesn't want to hoist the crown of all of minor league baseball?
Yeah. It makes it a little more fun. 1-2. Chop foul again up the first baseline. It's still one ball and two strikes. What they also used to do is combine league All-Star games. So they used to have like a high A All-Star game. And everybody from high A from all around the country would meet in one place. That was pretty cool, too. You get to see guys you've never seen before. 1-2. It's up and away, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Cole. It's tied at 2 here at the top of the fifth. Two balls, two strikes with a runner on and one out.
A full league All-Star game is really cool, but logistically it becomes difficult to bring everyone to one place.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him up and away for strike three. Elevated slider, and Nick Krauth picks up his fifth strikeout. Two outs here in the fifth inning for Tommy Sacco Jr. That's one thing that we are very lucky here in Frisco, where it's not too hard to get everyone here because you have DFW Airport, you have Dallas Love Airport. But in some places, in some smaller communities, it's a little bit tougher.
And inside the Texas League, the longest trip is to Corpus Christi, about 7.5 hours.
We're pretty lucky here.
Pretty good location.
Top of the order in Tommy Sacker Jr. The pitch. First pitch, curve outside, 1-0. Tied at 2 here in the top of the 5th inning. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on this Thursday evening. Crowth rocks. He fits another curveball, this time on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Slight pull side shift on the infield. 1-1. It's outside. It's 2-1. Crowth started with 7 pitches in the first. He then threw 5 in the second. And then he's seen his pitch count rise a little bit over the last few innings. 2-1. Runner takes off. It's low, and Johnson can't get a handle on the ball. It's 3-1, and Corona has his 17th steal of the season in 22 attempts. Runner in scoring position now. Sacco 0-for-2 today. The pitch. Curveball. Strike in the outside corner. Right at the knees. 3-2. Crowth had allowed just 2 runs all season against Corpus coming into this game. And he allowed the 2-run Zach Cole homer in the third. It was 2 runs allowed in 17 innings against the Hooks. And what will be his final start against Corpus this season, at least in the regular season. Tied at 2 here in the top of the 5th inning. Crowth readies. He's got his sign. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive hit deep to right center field. Hatcher back. He's at the warning track looking, and it's off the base of the fence. Corona wheels around 30, scores, and Tommy Sacco Jr. has an RBI double to give Corpus the lead. It's 3-2 Hooks.
Tommy Sacco Jr. runs pretty well, but the guy in front of him in Kennedy Corona can flat out fly. How big does that stolen base become? Cooper Johnson's been tremendous at throwing out runners this year, but wasn't able to secure the transfer on the throwdown, and then Corona moved up 90 feet, scores on the double.
A runner at second. Here's the first pitch to Williams, or Matthews, I should say. He grounds it out to short. Rodriguez gobbles it up and throws him out. And that's the sign. 1 run does score, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 run left on base in the top of the 5th inning. We go to the bottom of the 5th. It's the Hooks 3, the Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Aleimber Santa is the new pitcher out of the mound for the Corpus Christi Hawks. Luis Angel Rodriguez done after his four innings in his start today. Santa to face 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders. Frisco now trailing 3-2 after the Sacco RBI double in the top of the fifth. Johnson struck out back in the third, right-handed batter. Santa working from the extreme first base side of the rubber, full windup. He rocks and deals. Swinging a grounder foul, hooked up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Final line for Luis Angel Rodriguez in his start. He allows two runs, one of them earned on four hits across his four innings. He struck out five and walked one. And now we get our first look at Aleimber Santa. He deals in the 0-1 pitch. That one misses inside with the slider. One ball and one strike. Santa, the 21-year-old, 5'10", 228 pounds. Coming up from low A of Fayetteville. 1-1. Check swing, strike in the outside corner. Another slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. There in Fayetteville, he went 1-1 with a 2.30 ERA in six outings. Making his double-A debut today. 1-2. Inside, missing with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. With Fayetteville, ridiculous strikeout numbers. 15 and two-thirds innings, he whiffed 26. 2-2. Fouled back. And it's two balls and two strikes still. Only walked two batters and gave up an opponent average of 185, so dominant stuff at low A, and probably one of the reasons why the Astros thought he could handle this level. The 2-2 is a swing and a miss. Got him with the slider off the outside corner. And Cooper Johnson is down on strikes. So one out on the first career double-A strikeout for Aleimber Santa. Kellen Strom now at the top of the card. Riders trailing 3-2. Strom 0-for-1 with a walk. Santa deals. It's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Santa worked as a mix of a starter and a reliever a season ago with Fayetteville. Had a nearly 6 ERA. He rocks home. Swinging a line drive, looped into shallow left center field, and it drops in right in front of Orocho. Going strong with a base hit. He reaches for the second time today. Riders fifth hit today. They're now out hitting the Hooks by one, trailing 3-2. Josh Hatcher climbs in for the Riders now. Santa ready from the stretch. And he deals home. Hatcher takes up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Rider is dipping into that Corpus Christi bullpen. Frisco in the first two games have scored just two runs off the bullpen. 1-0. That's up and away with a breaking ball. And it's two balls and no strikes. Hoping to change that against Santa and put up some more runs. Mentioned he had a lot of struggles last year. Honing his command really fixed everything for him. 2-0. Down and in. Missing with a breaking ball. And it's three balls and no strikes on Hatch. A season ago, in 87 and a third innings, he walked 74 batters. This season, just the two walks in 15 and two-thirds in Fayetteville. Long hold. And the 3-0. Down and in. Ball four. A single and a walk here in the fifth inning after the Johnson strikeout. And the Riders have something cooking, trailing by a run. Liam Hicks, the batter. Hicks doubled back in the fourth inning, snapping an 0-for-7 in this series. And an 0-for that extended back a little bit further. Time call. The catcher, Palma, wanted it. Snapped an 0-for-8 for him overall. Santa steps off. Wants Ryu the signs himself. 3-2, Rough Riders trails. Strom at second, Hatcher at first. Good speed on the base pass. First offering to Hicksy. Outside with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Actually looked like the curveball that was out of Santa's hand. It's a good part of the order for the Rough Riders. 3 and 4 due up next with Hicks and Freeman. Both have doubles in this game. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. It's down for a hit. Strom waved around third. He comes in to score. Hatcher to third. The throw in time. And Cardoza arguing that the third baseman Matthews got in the way of Hatcher and was impeding him to try to slide into the bag. And Justin Jeska, the umpire right there, conversating with Los. The argument of obstruction being called here. It's a tie game on the RBI single by Liam Hicks. And he ends up at second base on the throw into third. But Hatcher is out number two in the inning. We saw an obstruction call go against the Riders in Midland, and Carlos Cardoza was ejected for it. And now Jeska will ask for the other two umpires to come in and chat and see whether or not he was actually obstructed. If you're watching on MLB TV, we take a look at the replay, an incredible throw by Corona. And it's all about where you're set up as the defender. If Matthews is set up in the baseline, you can call obstruction. If the throw takes him into the baseline and he obstructs with Hatcher, then he should be out. And we'll see what the call comes in. Strom does score on the RBI single. Hicks moves to second. And they do say Hatcher is out. So two outs in the inning on a 9-5 put out by Corona in right field. And Carlos is still arguing with Justin, trying to get his point across. And this is something that has been instituted a little bit extra this year, and it's been something that the umpires have continually talked about and emphasized that they're going to call. And the Rough Riders had this appeal in Midland, and Carlos talked to the league office, and they're trying to figure out exactly what the call is so they can make sure they get it right. And Carlos, I'm sure, is just saying that this is what the rule is and this is how you should call it.
Well, it certainly impeded Josh Hatcher. It wasn't egregious by any means, but Carlos Cardoza certainly has an argument to be made here. And you could tell by the reaction immediately. Both Carlos Cardoza at third base pointing at the obstruction, as well as Hatcher, as soon as he popped up into third base, turned around and pointed immediately. Just the way that Bryce Matthews was set up, I don't think Hatcher could quite get to where he wanted to slide at.
And long leash for Carlos. He gets his argument across, but Hatcher is still out at third. So now Hicks at second. We're tied at 3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Cody Freeman bats. RBI single, Liam Hicks, his second hit today. And the Riders hoping for more here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Freeman, an RBI double down the third baseline in the fourth. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Six hits now for the Riders. Trying to put up a little bit more offense in this fifth inning. Santa pouring a first pitch slider in there. He readies from the stretch and brings it in. That one misses low on the curveball. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders' offense has struggled recently. They put up 6 runs in game 2 in Midland. But over their last few games since scoring 12 in the series finale against Amarillo last Sunday, 2 Sundays ago, they have not been able to put up a lot of offense. 1-1 pitch. Freeman takes up and in, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. In their last 8 games, they've scored just a total of 17 runs. And during that stretch, that's last in AA. Palma will go chat with Santa and the pitching coach, Joe Thon, out to chat things over as well with the young right-hander. Again, this is a 21-year-old making his AA debut, trying to calm him down just a little bit. Freeman ahead in the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the second baseman, Pascanel Ferreira, is coming in, and Clay Williams, the home plate umpire, joining as well. The inning started with a Cooper Johnson strikeout. Kellen Strom singled into left. Josh Hatcher walked, and then Liam Hicks, an RBI single into right field to drive in Kellen Strom, but Hatcher eliminated at third on a great throw from Kennedy Corona. It's 2-1 now on Cody Freeman with 2 outs and a runner at second. Santa has his sign. He stretches. Looks to second. And brings it in. On the upper edge outside corner. Fastball for a strike. 2-2. The pitch. Buckled him. Got him at the bottom of the zone for strike 3. Freeman down on strikes and the inning is over, but the Riders get a run. It comes on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. To the top of the 6th, the Rough Riders and Hooks tied at 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the 6th inning, and Nick Krauth is back on the hill for the Rough Riders. 3-3 ball game. Zach DiZenzo standing in for the right side to start it. Krauth looking for his second straight quality start. He winds back and deals. That's inside 1-0, and if he's able to complete this inning scoreless, he would have it. He would also have his 5th quality start in his last 6 starts and his 6th overall in the season. 1-0. A strike on DiZenzo with the curveball. And it's 1-1. DiZenzo has bounced back to the pitcher Krauth and struck out in his 2 trips. 1-1. He whacks it foul to the right side on a line. And it's 1-2. A guy who you do not want to mess around with on the power side of things. Hit 19 homers his final year at Ohio State. Wind back in the 1-2. He checks his swing on a pitch down, and he did not go. It's 2-2. DeZenzo calls time and steps out. Number 4 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in the Astros organization. 12th round selection. 2-2. Off the outside corner, 3-2. It's always interesting with power bats in college. Sometimes they can slip down to the lower rounds because you're not sure if that power is just because of the bats, and they have the ability to hit at the upper levels in the minors and into the majors. 3-2 is sent in the air foul down the right field line, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. But DeZenzo has shown that he certainly can hit in the minor leagues so far, hitting 304 last year in just under 100 games between high A and double A. 3-2, he swings and hits it high in the air out to left center field. A little bit of carry on it, but Strom's under it in the alley, and he puts it away. One away in the sixth inning, and Jordan Brewer stands in. Another college guy from the rival of DeZenzo. Jordan Brewer went to Michigan. Or as DeZenzo would call it, that team up north. Brewer 1-for-2 today. Right-handed batter in the pitch. And it hit him. Got him with a curveball on the inside part of his elbow. Brewer hit by pitch. It's the second hit batter by Kraut today. And his 9th on the season that he has hit. He had 15 last year to lead the Rough Riders. 14 with Frisco, 1 in a triple-A game. Curveball just got away from him. One out base runner here in the 6th inning. Tied at 3 for Orocho. The pitch, Brewer takes off, and the pitch is high, and Johnson loses handle on it again. It's a stolen base for Jordan Brewer. The Hooks came in as the number one team in the Texas League in stolen bases on the season, though they've slowed down a little bit in the month of June. The Rough Riders coming into this week had allowed the second fewest stolen bases in all of minor league baseball. And they've allowed 2 in each game so far. The pitch. Whacked foul left side. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Had a great conversation with Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders development coach who handles the catching department. That was in Midland when we had that conversation, and essentially we're talking about limiting 90 feet as a catching department. The 1-1. That's outside. It's 2-1, and he gave a lot of credit to John Goebel, the Riders pitching coach, and making sure that the catchers and the pitchers are on the same page and how much limiting extra 90 feet does for your pitching staff when you're not allowing guys to get free stolen bases. And Cooper Johnson's done a great job throwing out base runners this year. 2-1. Strike on the outside corner with a backdoor slider. It's 2-2. And both Goebel and Cardoza have said that one of the reasons why the pitching staff has been so good this season is they haven't allowed a lot of stolen bases and haven't allowed a lot of free bases and allowing runs to come in to score when they shouldn't in general. 2-2. Breaking ball lined softly into right field. Hatcher coming on, and it drops in front of him. It's a base hit. Brewer up to third. He has to stop right there. Orocho singles. Pascanel Ferreras making his way to the plate. Runners on the corners, 1 out, and here's John Goebel, the Riders pitching coach, out of the dugout. Reed Burlingmeyer has started throwing in the Frisco pen. Ferreras 0-for-2 today, but went 2-for-3 yesterday with a single and a double. You've got to be careful here with a 3-3 game in the top of the sixth inning. Krauth working on 89 pitches. He's had to battle since only throwing 12 pitches to get through the first 2 innings. Yeah. count visit over. Runners at first and third, one out. Double play is in order. Ralph has rolled more double plays than anyone of the Rough Riders this year with eight. He stretches, brings it home. Orocho takes off, swinging a ground ball to short. And Rodriguez has got it, but only played a first. He throws that way in time, and putting the game in motion gives Corpus Christi the lead. It's 4-3 as Brewer crosses the plate. Orocho taking off for second base, and that did not allow Rodriguez to turn the double play. And the Hooks now lead 4-3 with Ferreris collecting the RBI on the ground out.
That worked out really well for Corpus Christi because that's a tailor-made double play ball for the Rough Riders middle infield. Rodriguez even looked to turn it and made the wise decision just to go to first.
Kenny DeCorona now, and the first pitch is fouled back 0-1. And the Riders have been really good at turning two this year. They have the second most double plays out of anybody in minor league baseball save AAA teams. So back and forth we go. It's 4-3 Corpus here in the top of the sixth inning. Crowd readies. And the right-hander brings it. Fouled back on the ground. No balls and two strikes on Corona, who singled on a soft grounder to third in the fifth and then eventually came in to score on the Sacco RBI double. Infield playing straight up, just slightly to pull. 0-2. This is away. One ball and two strikes. Four runs on five hits and an error for Corpus. Three runs on six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Krauth, the 1-2. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. Krauth trying to get through this inning and become the third pitcher in this series for the Rough Riders to go through six. Josh Steven went six, allowing two runs in the opener. Ryan Garcia yesterday, 1-2. Just inside, it's 2-2. He went six, allowing four runs, though just three of them earned. And now Krauth trying to get through six innings, allowing four. Two balls and two strikes, he deals. Swing and a miss, got him. Curveball at the bottom of the zone, and Nick Krauth has his sixth strikeout to finish things off in the sixth inning. One run does score, though, on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. It's 4-3 Corpus Christi. Bottom of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Home half of the sixth inning in Frisco. It's 4-3. Corpus Christi leads the Rough Riders, and Caber Rodriguez begins things in the sixth for Frisco. Aline Bersanta back out on the hill, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider off the outside edge. It's 0-1. It's Caber Rodriguez, Abimelech Ortiz, and Alex DeGody, the 3-2 up. Rodriguez, an infield single back in the fourth. Santa rocks in the 0-1. Fastball, line into left. Base hit. Rodriguez got out in front on a slider, actually, and smacked it into left field. Rodriguez got that pitch hanging on the inside edge. He served it out into left. Seven hits now for the Rough Riders. Bimelech Ortiz has had a nice day at the plate. First offering, he takes low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Ortiz a single on a 1-2 pitch into center field in the second, and then a sack fly in the fourth. At the time, tied the game. Santa the 1-0. Up and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz's single is his first hit of the series. He finds the upper edge outside corner at 95 for a strike, and it's 2-1. Infield playing to pull. Ortiz was getting some early work in around 1 o'clock today. The pitch. Swinging a foul off of Palma's glove. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's working so hard to try and get better. Entered into today, hitting under 180. It's been a really tough stretch for him. And he is working hard. Trying to find that swing that clubbed 33 homers last year. 2-2 on the way. He fouls it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We've seen flashes this year. 5 homers. Exit velocity is north of 116 miles an hour off the bat. Just a lack of consistency for Ortiz. Santa the 2-2. Before that, a throw over to first, and Rodriguez is back in safely. Rodriguez, 3-for-6 in steals. He has his lead. 2-2 on the way. Well, high and outside, missing with a curveball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Talked about how the Rough Riders are dominating this head-to-head series against the Hooks. Frisco has not had very good success against Corpus historically. They have a losing record in their franchise history against Corpus, and they've had just 2 winning seasons against the Hooks in their last 9 years. The pitch. Runner goes. There's a check swing up and in. Throw down to second. And it didn't matter. It's ball four. Ortiz walks. Rodriguez in at second base. First two aboard for Frisco in the bottom of the sixth. DeGody 0-for-2 today. Riders trailing 4-3. Bottom of the sixth inning. DeGody doubled yesterday, going 1-for-3 on the first pitch. Up and outside, 1-ball and 0 strikes. The Rough Riders' 2 winning seasons against the Hooks in their last 9 came in 2019 when they went just 15-14, and then they went 11-7 against the Hooks in 2021. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. Diving off the outside edge. Ball and a strike to DeGody. Their best season against the Hooks came back in 2007 when they went 23-9 against them. not nearly going to play that many games head-to-head against the Hooks. That's back when the Texas League was just eight teams. 1-1. Low off the outside edge. Two balls and one strike. This season they've been close. Half of the games this year decided by three runs or fewer, and we have another close one here today. 4-3 Hooks, bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody out, two aboard. Right hitters, 2-1. Inside corner, a strike. With the slider, that horizons the count at two balls and two strikes. Riders second in the league in batting average with runners in scoring position this season at 270. DeGody has struggled, though, hitting just 158 in these situations. He only has three hits with runners in scoring position in 19 at-bats this year. A base hit should tie it with Rodriguez's good speed. Time called, and Santa steps off. Open stance, right-handed hitter. Two-two. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way. Brewers got it onto second. A wild throw. Everyone safe. Sacco corralled it, but he was off the bag. Base is loaded for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning. Fielder's choice, E3. On a high throw, Sacco did a great job keeping that on the infield on a throw up and to his right. And that made it so the Rough Riders loaded the bases instead of having a tie game with Rodriguez coming in to score. And that's going to do it for Santa in his Double-A debut. Joe Thon, the manager out of the dugout, he takes the ball from the right-hander. We'll introduce you to the new Corpus pitcher when we come back. Riders trailing 4-3 in the sixth inning. Bases loaded, nobody out after this.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, they're having fun out at the Lazy River for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, and the Riders hope to have some fun in this sixth inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Brian DePaola is the new pitcher against Jesus Cepeda, and the left-hander fires. There's a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. DePaola, the 25-year-old, can bring the heat. That last one in 96, he's just getting warmed up. He's usually in the upper 90s. 19 outings this year. A 4.15 ERA for him. The pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. The big problem for him has been walks this season. Opponents are just hitting 157 against him in 26 innings, 29 strikeouts, but 31 walks in those 26 innings. 0-2 on Cepeda. With the bases loaded, DePaola A long hold and time called right before the pitch, and then he threw up and in and nearly hit Cepeda. And just lobbing it in there. The Riders do not have a grand slam this season. Frisco and Corpus are the only two teams without a grand slam on the year. And the Texas League. Runners from every base take their lead. 0-2. Way outside with the breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Cepeda 0 for 2 today, bouncing into a fielder's choice and striking out. 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Riders trailing 4-3. It's been a back-and-forth affair with Corpus scoring twice in the top of the third. Frisco came back with two in the fourth. Corpus then took the lead back in the fifth. Riders tied it in the bottom of the fifth. Corpus took the lead in the top of the sixth, and now here we are in the bottom of the sixth inning. But the base is loaded. 2-2. Down and in. We've gone full at three balls and two strikes. Well, the action pitch coming from DePaola. He brings it home. Swinging a line drive, fair down the right side. Rodriguez scores. Ortiz gets held up at third, and the throw is up the line. It's a tie game, 4-4. Jesus Cepeda with the RBI single. An aggressive hold for Cardoza on Ortiz with Corona already one outfield assist earlier today. He's got a great throwing arm, and now the bases are still loaded for the Riders with nobody out. Cooper Johnson steps to the plate. Really good piece of hitting by Ortiz, by Cepeda on a ball that was way outside on a fastball. He just reached out and poked it into right. Now the first pitch to Johnson. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. The 96-mile-an-hour fastball. DePaola, if you're wondering, has allowed one home run this season. Johnson, if you're wondering, has an over 1,000 OPS against lefties this year. And has hit three of his five long balls off lefties. The pitch. He takes down and in. And it's two balls and no strikes. Johnson trying to put a ball in the gap at least. And give the Riders the lead with any kind of hit. Or any ball in the outfield that's relatively deep. The offering. Swing and a drive. High and deep to left. It's way out of here! Grand slam for Cooper Johnson! 8-4 Riders! Oh yeah! There's the first grand slam of the year. A 407-foot shot, 103 off the bat. Fourth home run off a left-handed pitcher for Cooper Johnson. And the Riders now lead it 8-4. Oh, is that thing destroyed? Here's Kellen Strom now. First pitch home. Low and outside, 1-0. Cooper Johnson on a 2-0 pitch just hammered a fastball for a grand slam. And earlier this year he said, this season I'm trying to slug. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 1-1. And boy, did he slug that thing. The Riders hit 9 grand slams last year, a franchise record. The pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Ferreras, to his right. He fields, and he throws out Strom. And there's the first out of the sixth inning. But the Riders, with a 5-run bottom of the sixth inning, have taken an 8-4 lead now.
You just felt against the left-hander that it was coming for Cooper Johnson.
felt like his first at-bat was leading up to that. The second at-bat, they went to a righty. He gets another shot against a lefty and then just poured it on.
First pitch to Hatcher is chopped to the right side. Brewer's got it, feeds to DePaola, and he's safe. Hatcher beats it out at first. So an infield single for Josh Hatcher. DePaola a little bit late going off the mound, and Rough Riders have another hit here in this inning. All of a sudden, they have 10 in the game. A Hatcher hustling down the line. Good base running for Hatch. Most would not run out that ball to first base. He did. Eighth man up in the inning now, Liam Hicks. 8-4 Rough Riders. The pitch. Up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Now, Luke, just to circle back to what you said about Cooper, I don't think a lot of people were expecting it. You were expecting it, though. You called it earlier today, just one at-bat off. You said, you know, his at-bat going into the fifth inning that he was going to homer. Pitch misses down and in. It's 2-0, and well.
I told Adam Graham, one of our salesmen who was sitting up here, you staying for this inning here in the booth? Because I figured Coop was going to get another shot against the lefty in Rodriguez. He didn't get it. The next pitch he sees from a lefty, he hit it a long way.
2-0 is a miss down and away, 3-0, and Adam just texted me saying Luke called it just the wrong inning.
There you go. I'll take it.
So we're making 5 runs here in this inning. It's 8-4 Rough Riders. The pitch. And that one hit Hicks inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it got him on a 3-0 pitch, so a hit-by-pitch instead of a walk. And now the ninth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders, it's Cody Freeman. Nobody loosening in the Corpus Christi bullpen. And this has been the Brian DePaola experience this year for Corpus Christi, unfortunately. Very wild. Not usually a guy who gives up a lot of runs, or excuse me, a lot of hits, though. And he's gone base hit, home run, ground out, base hit, hit by pitch so far. The pitch way outside with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Riders have been due for this offensive explosion. Most runs they've scored in their last 8 games. They have 8 runs tonight. They'd scored 17 runs in their last 8 games combined. 1-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone with a fastball, it's 1-1. Freeman 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the fourth. The pitch. Line down the right field line, and it is foul into the seats. One ball and 2 strikes. Eight runs on 10 hits now for the Rough Riders. One, two. Fouled off Palma's mask back behind the plate. One ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher at second, Hicks at first. Still just one out in this inning. One, two. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider on the inside edge. He K's Freeman, and there are 2 away. And here's Caper Rodriguez, who began the inning with a single. Riders have officially batted around now. Rodriguez singled into left field to begin the inning. He's 2-for-3 today. The pitch. Way outside again on a fastball. 1-0, and Palma with a great play, backhanded stab. Yeah. the pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's one ball and one strike on Rodriguez with Ortiz on deck. The Riders already 5 runs in this inning. Their 8 runs have come in the last 3 innings. The pitch. Way inside, all the way behind Rodriguez, and it goes back to the backstop. Both move up. Wow. There's wild pitches, and then there's that. That was behind the right-handed batter from the lefty. A wild pitch. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now you can see the arm talent from DePaola, and we've seen it this season, but the wildness comes with it as well. 2-1. Outside 3-1. And now we're starting to see some action in the Corpus bullpen down the right side. There's a protective screen down there that's blocking our view from who's actually warming up. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 3-2. It's been a long 6th inning. Riders certainly like to extend it here with a base hit. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball softly to the right side. Ferreras at second. He's got it. Flicks it onto first to get Caber Rodriguez. And the inning concludes. The Riders score a whopping 5 runs, highlighted by a Cooper Johnson grand slam. And they lead it 8-4. We go to the top of the 7th next, where Luke Maley will join us on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Krauth now in line for the win after a 5-run bottom of the 6th, highlighted by that Cooper Johnson grand slam. Krauth's day is over. He lasts 6 innings of 5-hit baseball, giving up 4 runs, striking out a season-high tying 6 batters and issuing no walks. Reed Burlingmeyer comes on. The right-hander faces Miguel Palma, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. And it being the top of the 7th, we'll get you with some trivia. As you know, we like to tie it to this day in baseball history. So on this day, on June 27th of this year, today, I decided to not tie this in to this day in baseball history.
What a day.
Burlingmeyer kicks and delivers. He misses upstairs with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So, Zach, today we're looking for the top 10 active career leaders in wins above replacement. How many of the top 10 can you name?
Okay. Number one's easy. It's Mike Trout.
It is Mike Trout. Swing and a miss. Another elevated fastball, and it's 1-2.
This includes pitchers, I'm guessing.
It does include pitchers.
Okay, so Justin Verlander.
Verlander is 2.
Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw is 3.
Max Scherzer.
Scherzer is 4. Okay, Biggs. The 1-2 on its way.
Foul back over the netting, and it remains 1-2.
And this is where it gets a little more interesting. Okay, so Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper does not make the cut.
Interesting.
Let's see where Harper lands.
What about Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts is fine.
Okay.
I'm looking up where Harper lands. I just have the top 10 in front of me. Pitch. Palm is fouled off right side. Harper lands at 12.
Okay. Is Joey Votto still active?
Joey Votto is still active.
But he is not on the list.
Is that a guess?
It's a guess.
He is 6.
Okay.
We've got the top 6. 6 out of 7. And cruising here at the top of the 7th. Erlingmeyer readies. The pitch to Palma. 1-2 is cut on and missed. One batter, one strikeout for Reed Erlingmeyer. But there's one gone in the 7th.
Is Robinson Cano still active?
He is not.
Okay. He's in Mexico. He's playing in Mexico right now. Let's see. How about Giancarlo Stanton?
Stanton does not make the top 15.
Freddie Freeman?
Freddie Freeman is 8. This one hit high in the air into shallow right field. Hatcher upon coming, ranging into the alleyway. And he's there to make the grab, 2 away. We're missing 7, 9, and 10 from the list.
David Price.
David Price does not make the cut. I'll narrow your search a little bit in saying that all three are offensive players.
Okay. Andrew McCutchen.
McCutchen is 14.
Oh.
Pitch home to Tommy Sacco Jr. at the top of the card. It's called a strike, 98 on the inner edge to the left-handed hitter.
It's going to be a Hall of Very good player at the end of his career.
Very much so. The 0-1. Tapped on the ground, out to second base. Degody charging. It's an ankle grab snare out of the dirt. And delivers a strike. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Reed Erlingmeyer out of the pen. We will continue our trivia. In the bottom of the 7th with the Riders leading 8-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom 7, and Abby Ortiz will dig in against Brian DePaula. We continue our trivia here in the bottom of the 7th. Zach has named 7 of the top 10 active leaders in WAR as Ortiz hits the first pitch on the ground, but out of play. Got 1 through 6, we're missing 7, have 8, and then missing the final 2 on this list. Lefty kicks and fires and misses upstairs to Ortiz. 1-1.
Evan Longoria.
Longo does not make the cut.
Okay. There's no way Aaron Judge is on there already, is it?
Aaron Judge is 16.
Wow.
Misses. Oh, wow. Called a strike on the outer edge. 1-2. Judge at 16 with a 46.9 WAR. Crazy.
Abby asks for time. He's granted it.
It's an incredible career that he's had.
Left-hander set, and the pitch is hit on the ground right at the second baseman. And on to first goes Ferreras Brewer. And Ortiz is out. Run gone in the bottom of the seventh.
Are they all in the same league? We got a mix here.
Let's see.
Is Carlos Correa on there?
Correa does not make the cut. Okay.
Oh, Altuve.
Altuve is 11. That's a foul ball. Into the seats beyond the Hooks dugout. We've got all guys that have played for multiple teams. Number 10 on the list is the pitch misses outside, 1-1. Has played only in the National League. Number 9 has played in both the American and National League, currently in the National League. And number 7 has played, I believe, only in the National League.
What about Anthony Rizzo?
No Rizzo. So this one's a liner at the first baseman, Brewer, and he's able to track it in. Two gone. I'll give you another hint in that we're looking for some corner infielders.
Okay.
Lefty kicks and fires. Cepeda takes ball one.
I know there are people just screaming at me right now.
These three to me aren't super obvious. They're big names, so they make sense. This one lashed into right field on a line, but Kennedy Corona is there. A very quick bottom of the seventh inning.
Where I got zero guesses correct.
Didn't have too many opportunities to make a guess. Quick work from Brian DePaula. It's a 1-2-3 frame in the bottom of the seventh. The Riders hanging on to an 8-4 lead. To the top of the eighth we go on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Ricky DeVito emerges from the Riders' pen. He takes over after Reed Burlingmeyer sent the Hooks down in order with a strikeout. In the seventh here in the top of the eighth, Riders leading 8-4. And while we were away, Zach says he may have figured something out looking for the top 10 active players in Major League Baseball according to WAR. Named seven of the top 10. What do we have?
Nolan Arenado.
Arenado is 10.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt is 7.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. There it is. He wipes it to open the top of the 8. 3-for-3.
I should have think a little bit.
Those are the three in my mind that were the last I thought about. It's the first pitch to Matthews, runs inside.
You can make an argument they've all kind of had it. Kind of step back seasons.
For sure. Pitch home. This is inside. It's a 2-0 advantage
for Bryce Matthews. You finish that list, it goes Altuve 11, Harper 12, Sale 13, McCutcheon 14, Jose Ramirez at 15.
Oh, wow.
Pitch misses downstairs.
Ozzy continues to be one of the most underrated players, underappreciated players in baseball.
He's creeping up the list. Pitch home. Called a strike, make it 3-1. Verlander's slowly creeping up on Mike Trout. He's got about a 5-WAR difference from 1-2. 3-1. Just misses downstairs off the inner corner. And DeVito's first batter he faces is aboard via a walk.
I think there's a very real chance that Jose Ramirez makes the Hall of Fame at this pace.
The guy has been nails defensively at third base. He stayed relatively healthy.
Really good base runner.
He does everything right. It's a guy you would love to have 9 of on your team.
Oh, yeah.
DeVito kicks and fires to DiCenzo. It's called a strike. Just caught the inner edge. 96 with the heater.
Not too bad in a fight either.
That is very true. You could play that clip and summarize the White Sox season at this point. Maybe the Guardians as well. This one hit on the ground. Freeman has it at third. On to second for one. On to first in time. 5-4-3 double play. And DeVito rolls him up. Two gone. Leadoff walk no longer matters. One pitch and he gets a pair of outs.
I think you could sum up Tim Anderson's season as well.
Yeah. One clip could speak volumes here in the year 2024.
It's still a golden clip.
There it is. Here's Jordan Brewer. The base is clear and two gone, and he fouls one right back to the screen. 96 with a fastball elevated from DeVito. Ryder's bullpen has been so good. We talked about the numbers last night here in the month. Just unreal stuff. DeVito kicks and fires. Called a strike. It's 0-2. Ryder's got a 1-2-3 frame from Reed Burlingmeyer that featured a strikeout. Now DeVito, who issued a walk to open the frame, got a double play and would love to make it a 1-2-3 inning. He misses off the edge. 1-2. Give the Riders pen a 4-run lead and a lot of good things are going to happen. Give them a 1-run lead and a lot of good happens. Called strike 3. 97 at the knees. There it is. Another 1-2-3 frame for the Riders pen. This time it's Ricky DeVito who caps it off with a strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We enter the last of the eighth. Riders leading 8-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome
Walker Brockhouse is on for the hooks. Tall right-hander. And relief from Brian DePaola. A bit of an applause here at Riders Field for Cooper Johnson digging in. Last time up, belted a go-ahead grand slam. Pitch home. And he shoots it the other way down the right field line. Sounded like a broken bat, and it drops in foul into the seats. And he'll have to trot back to the dugout, get himself a new weapon. I always hate that as a hitter. A lot of hitters are so superstitious. You belt a grand slam with that bat, and the next pitch you offer at, it breaks. 8-4 lead for the Riders, 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors. On the other side for Corpus, it's 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. It's the offensive breakout the Riders have needed after kind of slumping through the last week and a half. As Johnson fouls it off the other way, again into the seats. Walker Brockhouse pitched against this Riders group back on Tuesday, allowed the go-ahead homer in the eighth inning to Cody Freeman and ended up taking the loss. He's 0-1 on the year. The 0-2, and Johnson started his swing but able to hold it back. Got a pitch off the plate. Ball and two strikes. Riders scored in 3 straight innings from the 4th through the 6th, highlighted by 5 in the bottom of the 6th. The pitch. Swing and a tapper left side. Foul ball again. Cooper Johnson has seen 4 pitches. He's got a 1-2 count. And 3 of those pitches that he's seen have resulted in foul balls. 2 to the right side, and 1 on the ground to the left. Another 1-2 from Brockhouse, and Johnson takes ball 2. Krauth in line for the win. If the Riders are able to hold on after that 5-run bottom of the 6th. Right-hander kicks and delivers, and just missed outside. 96 with a fastball, and Johnson has worked the count to full. A lot of full counts tonight offensively for this Rough Riders group. Seeing a lot of pitches pays dividends as the game goes on. 3-2, swing and a miss. Johnson down on strikes. And Brockhouse picks up his 3rd strikeout. First of this outing. Had 2 back on Tuesday. Got 3 outs, 2 of them via the strikeout. But Cody Freeman delivered the knockout blow with the solo homer to left. Top of the card, Kellen Strom digs in. Is downstairs for ball 1. Strom just missed the cut. We're facing Brockhouse. He was the final out of the 7th inning on Tuesday. Liam Hicks, who stands 2 batters away, missed outside. He'll on the check swing, and Strom was able to hold it up. He's got a 2-0 advantage. Hicks, Freeman, and Zavala, as well as Josh Hatcher, got to see Brockhouse. It's a called strike, 95 on the outer edge. 2 balls and a strike. Strom tonight is 1-for-3. He scored a run and also walked. 2-1. Hit hard, deep into left field, carrying on Orocho. He's at the track, and it's gone! Kellen Strom delivers his 4th long ball of the year. It's 9-4 Frisco. 105 off the bat, 414 feet, and it ended with a nice grab by a fan on the berm in left center. The Riders' offense is feeling it tonight. Riders homered in game 1 of the series, Cody Freeman against Walker Brockhouse. They went homerless in the loss yesterday, and they've delivered a pair tonight. as Hatcher shoots it the other way, dropping quickly on Orocho, and it's down, a base hit. Long turn for Hatcher, and it'll shut things down. He goes back to first with a single. Now two completely different swings, both resulting in hits. Strom mashed it at over 100 miles off the bat, and a home run. That one's 67, looping in front of the left fielder, Jeremy Orocho. And there's one aboard, with one gone for Liam Hicks, who struck out against Brockhouse in game one of this series. Watches down and in. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast how difficult it is to strike out Liam Hicks. Brockhouse was able to get him swinging to lead off his appearance. It's a check swing foul ball. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Hatcher over at first after the single. The Riders have 12 hits tonight, including a grand slam by Cooper Johnson and that home run by Kellen Strong. Pitch home. Chopper right side. It looked like it caught a piece of Hicksy's foot. A foul ball. And Brockhouse ahead. A ball and two strikes. Riders went scoreless through the first three innings. Put up two in the fourth, one in the fifth, five in the sixth. Got blanked in the seventh. 1-2-3 inning. Got one run in with one aboard. Hearing this, there is a hard hit ground ball to the first baseman Brewer. Hatcher now caught in a rundown, and Brewer will apply the tag as Hatcher darted for second. That'll end the inning. A rare three unassisted double play. But that ends the frame. The Riders get a run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. The Riders leading 9-4 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will take us the rest of the way.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-price Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine in a night where the Rough Riders have dominated this one. They lead at 9-4 over the Hooks, looking to take a 2-1 series advantage. And Ricky DeVito back out for his second inning of work. Jeremy Orocho stands in, left-handed batter. DeVito offers. Outside 1-0. Ricky walked the first man he saw in the eighth inning, then got a ground ball double play from Zach DiCenzo. Went 5-4-3 and then followed that with a strikeout of Jordan Brewer. He deals. It's low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. So the Rough Riders with a come-from-behind potential victory in this one tonight. They trailed 2-0 after the third inning. Came back, tied it in the fourth with two runs. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's right down the middle for a strike. It's 2-1. Then Corpus grabbed the lead back in the top of the fifth. Frisco answered with a run in the bottom of the fifth inning to tie it back up at 3-3, and then
Back came Corpus. The pitch is grounded foul, and it's 2-2. So it was 4-3 Corpus Christi into the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Rough Riders exploded for 5 runs. Jesus Cepeda with an RBI single, and then Cooper Johnson a grand slam. Kellen Strom adding on with a solo homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. Orocho 1-for-2 today. The pitch inside. Missed with a breaking ball. And count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes in Orocho. Riders no home runs for the first couple games of this series. And then 2 home runs tonight. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes on Orocho. We'll play game 4 of this series tomorrow, and it should be a lot of fun for Multicultural Night. We'll be rocking tu idioma, which is rocking your language, our first Copa de la Diversión night, as the Rough Riders will transform into the Quesos de Frisco. 3-2. That's outside, ball 4, and Orocho is aboard with a walk. Pascanel Ferreras bats now. 9-4, Rough Riders lead at top of the ninth inning. It's the much-anticipated debut of the number 15 prospect in the Rangers organization, Winston Santos, tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch. Aaron Brown will go on the other side for the Rough Rider, or excuse me, for the Hooks. Winston Santos making his AA debut in his start tomorrow for the Riders. First pitch to Ferreras. He swings and misses. And a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. 9 runs on 12 hits tonight for the Rough Riders. 4 runs on 5 hits tonight for Corpus. DeVito's pitch. Swinging a bounding ball. Left side. A sliding stop by the shortstop, Rodriguez. And he tries to throw on to second, but can't get it out of his glove. It's a base hit. And hopefully Rodriguez is okay. He was trying to slide, stick his knee in the ground, and then throw sidearm onto second. But he couldn't get out of his glove, so runners at first and second and nobody out here in the ninth inning.
He waved to the dugout like, I'm okay, but that is an awkward-looking play. A nice stop by Kaber, but that's one that you pause for a moment to make sure he's all right.
Well, the Riders leading 9-4, and here's Kennedy Corona. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back into Johnson's glove, and it's 0-1. Cooper Johnson, the hero tonight, no doubt about it. Grand slam in the sixth inning. That's what you want to do as a catcher. Call a good game, provide a big hit. Pitch is low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. And if you're able to do that, that's a win. And that's what he was able to do tonight. His 6th home run of the season. He now has 4 homers against left-handed pitching this year. And came in slugging, or seeing OPSing, above 1,000 against lefties. The 1-1. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. And the count goes to 1-2 on Corona. Johnson has been amazing in those kind of situations for the Riders this year. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Check swing, and he went around off the outside corner. Strike 3. Corona didn't think he went. And home plate umpire Clay Williams punched it out without checking, and Joe Thon is coming down from the third base coaching box wondering why he didn't check. And Corona has got to be careful here.
Yeah, he's pretty animated there. Flailing the arms around. Looking at the replay now. The hand certainly got there. The bat kind of flipped around and he whipped it back quickly, but I get his case in wanting an appeal there, but he might have had the same result had you asked Steven Rios Jr.
Yeah, that's usually what a lot of people want, is they just want it to be the first or third base umpire, not the home plate umpire making that call. So one out here in the ninth inning, 9-4. Rough Riders lead it, 2 aboard, and the first pitch to Palma, the catcher. Swinging a fly ball, hammered out to left field, sending Cepeda back at the warning track. He's there to make the catch. No tag. 2 outs. Just didn't have enough to keep going. Just a little bit in on his hands. Here's Zach Cole now. Riders one out away from going to 2-1 in the second half and 46-26 overall this season. Cole 1-for-3 with a homer in tonight's game. DeVito pitches inside. One ball and no strikes. Here's the stretch. Right-hander deals. Fouled back. 1-1. DeVito, the third pitcher turned to by the Rough Riders today. Krauth went six. Berlingmeyer went an inning, and DeVito trying to throw the last two innings of tonight's game. Bullpen quiet. 1-1. Fouled back. Corpus down to their final strike. One ball and two strikes tonight. DeVito from the stretch. 1-2. Swinging a roller foul down the left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Riders with their largest output offensively with 9 runs on 12 hits over their last 9 games. And DeVito trying to close the door. 1-2. Up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield to pull. DeVito ready. From the chest, the 2-2. Fouled straight back. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. 96-mile-an-hour heater. DeVito has had to go multi-innings a few times for the Rough Riders this season. He's about to throw his 32nd pitch. He brings it, swinging a bound ground ball to first. Ortiz has got it, flips underhand to DeVito, and they got him at first. Ball game over. Riders win it 9-4 over Corpus Christi. And the Rough Riders go to 2-1 in the second half and 46-26 overall on the season. Good win for the Rough Riders, highlighted by the 5-run 6 with a grand slam from Cooper Johnson, the first for the Rough Riders this season. Kellen Strom adding a homer late as well. Nick Krauth with the win. He moves to 6-3 now on the season for Frisco. To hear more about it, Luke Maley will take you through the postgame coverage next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders back in the win column. A 9-4 win over the Corpus Christi Hooks.
9 runs on 12 hits, no errors, 6 left on base for the Riders. For the Hooks, 4 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on base. Nick Krauth improves to 6-3, sticking through that 6th inning. Ended up a bottom of the 6th 5-run frame. Earns him win number 6 of the year. Alimber Santa, in his Double-A debut, takes home the loss. Brian DePaula gave up the grand slam to Cooper Johnson, but Santa was responsible for a pair of runners on, including the go-ahead run. So the Riders get it done. 9-4, your final score. You look up and down the lineup for the Riders. The top three in the order, Strom, Hatcher, and Hicks, each provided two-hit nights. Caber Rodriguez provided his second multi-hit performance of the series. He's hit in all 3 games, including 3 in the first game, 1 last night, and then 2 here this evening. Look at how we got here to this 9-4 score. The Riders fell behind early, 2-0, on a 2-run bomb by Zach Cole, his first and only hit of the series, through 11 trips to the dish. The Riders responded in the bottom of the 4th with back-to-back doubles to open the frame by Liam Hicks, who came around to score on an RBI double by Cody Freeman. Gabriel Rodriguez picked up a base hit, and Abby Ortiz tied it with a sacrifice fly. No, 2-2, headed to the top of the 5th, and the Hooks struck for a run after Corona led off the frame with a single, and Tommy Sacco Jr. drove him home with a double against Krauth. The Riders answered right back, which they've been so good at all season long. With one away, they got 3 straight aboard, including an RBI base hit by Liam Hicks that brought Kellen Strom across home to retie the game at 3 apiece. Corpus Christi, in the top of the 6th inning, got a run on an RBI groundout by Pasquinel Ferreras that brought Jordan Brewer across the dish. Then the Riders exploded. They loaded the bases with nobody out. They went single, walk, error, RBI single to tie it by Hazel Cepeda, and then Cooper Johnson delivered the dagger, a grand slam deep to left field, put the Riders on top 8-4, and then Kellen Strom capped off the scoring with his 4th homer of the season in that bottom of the 8th. You look at the pitching today, Nick Krauth obviously got the win. 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned runs, including a homer, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Reed Burlingmeyer and Ricky DeVito combined to strike out 3 over 3 scoreless innings of work. The Riders' bullpen continued their dominance tonight. The offense exploded for 12 hits, 9 runs. They get it done. Back in the win column, 2-1 on the young second half, and 46-26 overall. We'll step aside, back with more tomorrow. We'll preview it when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high top Riders Field, Luke Mailey with you here on the postgame show. Riders get it done by a final of 9-4. More to come in this series. It starts tomorrow with Aaron Brown getting the ball for Corpus Christi. 2-4 with a 4.8 ERA. And Aaron is a guy that the Riders have seen on the year. Brown is 2-1 against the Rough Riders, despite an inflated ERA, 5.52. Across two starts, three total appearances. He surrendered 9 earned runs across 14 and two-thirds innings of work, racking up 14 strikeouts and issuing 6 walks. And you definitely don't want to miss the Double-A debut of the Rangers' number 15 prospect, Winston Santos, getting the ball tomorrow. Santos 6-3 with a 2.8 ERA for Hickory this season across 12 starts. 81 strikeouts in 64 and a third innings of work. This is a guy that attacks with a really nice mix, including a fastball that runs up into triple digits. He is going to be exciting to watch in his Double-A debut. A new arm against the Hooks on the year. Pair of teams that have seen each other quite a bit. So, Winston Santos out of the Dominican Republic, the Rangers' 15th ranked prospect, will take the bump tomorrow. Right-hander should be fun to watch. But tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch, opens up Multicultural Weekend. It's Roque into Idioma Night here at the ballpark. Rockin' Your Language Night is the first of the Rough Riders' Quesos de Frisco days of the year. And as I mentioned, the first of Multicultural Weekend. Want to make sure to arrive early and get yourself a Quesos de Frisco t-shirt giveaway presented by Cacique on your way through the gates. And then, as always, Baylor, Scott, and White Health are a proud sponsor of the Quesos de Frisco. Cap off the evening after that 7:05 p.m. first pitch with Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Come back on Saturday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Anime Wonderfest. All anime fans make it out to the ballpark as the Riders collab with Anime Wonder as part of Multicultural Weekend. There's going to be all sorts of exhibitors and artist vendors, activations and activities, Japanese and Asian food, guest cosplayers, and so, so much more here at the ballpark. Should be a fun night. Then you can round out the weekend on Sunday with a 6:05 p.m. first pitch, where the Rough Riders infield turns into a different kind of infield as it's Major League Cricket Night with the Texas Super Kings. All sorts of cool stuff going on for that one. And then you want to make sure to bring the young ones out as there's kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts throughout the game, courtesy of Kids Sunday Funday, presented by Raising Cane's. And then enjoy Sunday Summer Fireworks, presented by Crowder Law Firm and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas, to cap off a fun week of baseball. And the Riders will hit the road and head to Arkansas to take on the Travelers for 3 games. Then they'll be back here for a week filled, or 3-game series filled, against the Mariners affiliate with Fireworks. The 4th of July, 5th of July, and 6th of July will be Stars and Stripes weekend here at the ballpark. And then the Riders turn around, and they're back in action at Riders Field on Tuesday. All sorts of fun going on here in Frisco, Texas, as the Riders are playing good baseball. They've already punched their ticket to the postseason, but they've started the second half strong. They're 2-1 with a pair of wins and a loss here in this 6-game series against the Astros-affiliated Hooks. Riders take it tonight by a final score of 9-4. They explode offensively for 12 hits. They get the job done. Game 4 tomorrow, Winston Santos against Aaron Brown. 7:05, the first pitch. We'll be with you on the airwaves beginning at 6:50 tomorrow night. We hope to catch you out here at Riders Field, or at the very least, hear you over the airwaves. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey saying thanks for spending this Thursday night. Riders get it done, 9-4. We're back in action tomorrow at 7:05.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!